Questions, please. Nick in the middle, and then Bonnie. Thank you.
Madison, congratulations, your first semi-final here. How happy are you with that win, and has your friendship with the clay, your blooming friendship, has it turned into a little bit of a romance here in Paris?
I'm very happy with today. I obviously was down a break in the first, so to be able to get that back and play, you know, I think a lot better after that was really great, and yeah, I'm definitely liking the clay a little bit more now that I've made a semifinal here.
Madison, this ability to capitalize in the big moments, is it cumulative in a slam? Can you kind of feel one match transfer to another?
I think you feel it a little bit, and I think there's those big moments that happen in matches, being down set point against Osaka the other day and being able to win that point in the tiebreaker, those are kind of the moments where you feel like you get through it, and that just helps you later in the tournament. So there's been a couple of those moments where I feel like they've helped me in those big moments, and they helped me today as well.
Madison, I heard on TV that this might be your last tournament with Lindsay. Is that true?
She's no longer going to be the head coach, but I will always have a relationship with Lindsay, and whenever she's at a tournament, she'll be around and be helping out, and there's still going to be weeks where she's going to be there. So really not a lot has changed, just more the official title.
What gave you the most satisfaction? The fact that it was another, would you describe, low drama win, or that you actually had the fortitude to come back after a break, you didn't panic? What was the most satisfying thing from today?
I think the biggest thing is just staying so level-headed after being down a break in the first. But more than that, I think I served out the match really well. And that has not always been easy for me, especially here. So to be 30-all, 5-4, and have two really good serves and be able to go for it and really trust my game, I think that's what I'm most happy with.
Just sorry to get back to the same question, but I know in Rome you were alone and you said that was fine and you did well. Just wondering what your plans are now to find kind of someone to be traveling with you.
Honestly, just trying to get through this tournament and then regroup and figure it out. But it's been kind of a hectic couple of weeks, so I haven't really had lots of downtime to figure it all out yet. But as soon as I'm done here, that will probably be the first conversation that I have.
Jonathan and then Ben, please.
Madison, if we look at your performances here at Roland Garros, you've finished out the matches really strongly and quite emphatically. Is that a conscious effort that once you see the finishing line, you're going for it, or does it just come naturally?
I've actually had to come back from losing match points, so I think the biggest thing is just being able to regroup in those moments, and today that's why I'm, you know, so happy, is just because I did really well once I had that first match point, and I think that's just from having those tough moments under my belt earlier this week.
You talked a little bit, I think, after your last match about finding better clarity on clay, about finding the balance between when to go for it, when not to go for it. Is that getting better and better by match, especially against a player like Putintseva, who will make you hit a lot of balls, will throw a lot of different looks at you? How happy are you with your patience and clarity today?
I think today is a perfect example of what I've been trying to do, and I think it showed today, because there were times when I had to go back and hit a higher ball back where maybe before I would have tried to hit a line drive winner. So moments like that, and especially matches like today, really show me that I'm good at playing on clay, but I can also be aggressive and still play my game.
Madison, can you talk about a little about your early thoughts on playing on clay earlier in your career? Was there a kind of confusion in the head, just carrying, you know, over from what Ben was saying, the question then?
I think it was kind of still confusion in the head up until about a week ago. But I grew up in the States where we don't really have red clay. So even playing on clay, it was green clay, which is much faster and much different. So my first real experience on red clay was when I was 16 or 17. So it's been a little bit longer for me to get used to it, but I feel like every year I get more comfortable.
Maddie, not just on the red clay, but overall in your career, do you feel like you've had to learn how to have that killer instinct in the big moments, or do you feel like it's something that's come naturally to you?
I think for me, it's been being smart about it. It's still going for my shots because that's how I play my best tennis, and it's trusting that my shots are going to be there when I need them in the big moments, but it's also not being dumb. It's being smart about it and waiting for the right ball.
Okay, Courtney and then Bonnie, please.
Madison, I think at the end of your first press conference on clay, you said that this was the year. This was it. It was happening this year.
I did it, guys.
But, I mean, how much of, because you weren't getting some of the results in Europe, like in Stuttgart and stuff, but Rome, you seemed like you were in a pretty good headspace and got some confidence there. Do you feel like that transitioned into here? Do you feel like the conditions maybe suit things a little bit better for you this year? Because when you made the final in Rome, it was pretty heavy as well.
Rome definitely helped me just feel like I was on the right track and have a little bit more clarity on the court and more just get my confidence back a little bit. So having those matches in Rome really helped. Obviously it wasn't perfect how I had to pull out there, but knowing that I had two really good matches under my belt always helped. And then coming here, I've played on some hot, bouncy days, which is always nice. But I think just overall, even some of the matches that I lost, even in Stuttgart, playing a really good match, and all of that has just helped have more confidence, and that's definitely helped me here.
Madison, you told us the other day that you hoped you could put yourself in a position to play Sloane again. You've held up your end. She's up right now. If that match approaches, are there any boundaries that you guys have to sort of put into place as friends who are about to compete?
No, we don't really have boundaries. I don't think that's going to change. That's never really stopped us before, so I don't think we're going to have that issue.
So you don't have to walk around each other in the locker room?
No. That would just be weird and awkward.
Madison, with regards, coming back to today's match, Ireland the Airwaves as well, in the sense that you actually practiced in a slightly more disruptive atmosphere almost, just in order to get used because Yulia is very demonstrative on court. Did that replicate roughly what it was like on court, or just how did that compare?
I think, before every match, no matter who the opponent is, I'm trying to get used to how they play. And obviously, my hitting partner the other day was trying to throw up some heavy balls and things like that. So I was definitely ready for what she was going to do today.
Madison, what sorts of tactic you train in your mind and in your game in order to like the clay more every day?
What should I do to make me like clay more?
In order to like the clay.
I mean, winning helps. I definitely like it more now than I did last year. But other than that, I think it's just spending time on it and getting more comfortable. And I think every year I've become a little bit better at that.
Madison, one of the things I spoke to Lindsay yesterday about was, and she was saying that one of the important things that she had talked to you about over the years is how you can be the boss of your own team, make the decisions and that kind of stuff. What was that learning process like for you, and how does it compare now to maybe a few years ago?
It was not always the easiest thing for me. I used to go into situations and just kind of wait for people to tell me what to do and what the plan was and all of that. So she's really helped me in that aspect of taking charge of my schedule and saying what I want. And she has been tremendous in that area, as well as many others, but especially in that. And it's really helped me figure out what I want to do, how to be smart about it, and make the good decisions.
If you can just look ahead to either of your two possible semifinal opponents and talk about what match will be like against either Sloane or Kasatkina.
I think it's similar in a way, no matter who wins, just because both of them get a lot of balls back and are a little crafty, and I'm going to have to be the one to try to open up the court and go for my shots. I, you know, obviously lost to Sloane at the US Open, but I, you know, feel like on clay it's a little bit of a different matchup, and I don't think I've played Dasha since last year as well. It's, you know, just it's going to be see who wins and then kind of just try to break it down from there.
There's a saying that nice guys or nice girls finish last often in sports. I think the general feeling is that you're a pretty nice person, Madison. Have you ever been told that you're too nice away from the court? And do you feel like you've had to change the way that you've played your tennis to perhaps not be nice and win more matches?
I've actually been told quite often that I'll never win or do well because I'm too nice of a person and I just don't have it. And I think that's a lot of crap, but, you know, it's just me. I don't think you have to be mean in order to win matches. I think there's a difference between being intense and wanting it and fighting and just not being nice. So that's something that I've always stayed true to. I'm not ever going to try to be a person that isn't nice. So that feels more authentic to me. And, you know, I think I'm still doing okay while trying to be as nice as possible.
Madison, semifinals of two slams in your last three slams. So US Open and then now here. I mean, is there a through line that you identify and in terms of both of those two slam runs, or these completely different in terms of what you did at the Open compared to what you're doing here?
Honestly, the Open feels like it was 12 years ago at this point. I obviously rely on what I learned there and how to manage my emotions and manage the moment, but there were so many late nights and I was so tired. It feels completely different here.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.